Time to chat movies. Ewan Kerr, one of the Cube critics here at Minnesota Public Radio, is with us. Good morning, Ewan.
Good morning. And can I quickly say many happy returns?
Oh, thank you very, very much.
You don't look a day over six.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
referring
welcome.
To our ninth birthday today. It's January 24th. 9 years ago today, we went on the air. Thank you so much, Ewan.
Well, we've been rewired a couple times.
You guys don't look a day over 47. That's the official year of Minnesota Public Radio. We're celebrating this year, I think. Yeah, right. All right, so we're going to be talking Oscar nominations this week. So where shall we start? I don't know.
One of the big challenges, of course, since the Oscars moved to the 10 picture for the best picture category is, well, do you have to see them all? And actually, this year, I think there's an argument could be made for, yes, you really should be seeing, because there are such great films out there, such a broad range. And, I mean, okay, I'll have to admit, I've still got three that I have to see. I've got kind of busy chasing the orchestra and missed some.
Right, exactly. You've been covering the Minnesota Orchestra lockout for over a year.
Yes. So, but anyway, but now, hopefully we can get to have some fun too. And but there are some really remarkable movies out there. And of course, there's this big toss up of who will actually get the nod for Best Picture. For once, Stephanie, Curtis, and I actually agree on something, and that is we're both going for 12 Years a Slave.
Uh-huh.
Which is, if you haven't seen it, just a truly remarkable and also important film about slavery in the United States. It is brutal, it is breathtaking, and it is actually gorgeous, too. Steve McQueen, the director who made this, I don't know if you can say began life, but he's also a painter. He's a visual artist.
Mm-hmm.
And that is kind of suffuses all the way through this film, even as you are just gasping with horror at what you're seeing.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's a truly remarkable piece of cinema.
So the nominees for Best Picture this year for the Oscars: American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Her, The Wolf of Wall Street, Philomena and Nebraska, and then, of course, 12 Years a Slave, which the Cube critics are saying
We believe it or not, we have been wrong.
Sure.
Is there anything missing from this list?
Boy, that is always a question, and I think you could always make an argument that there are things missing. I mean, personally, and I will admit I'm probably a huge minority in this, there is a documentary called The Act of Killing, which I can't remember if we've talked about this before. It's just one of the most heart-stopping films I've ever seen in my life. It's about the genocide in Indonesia. I know, of course, what a happy subject
sure.
to talk about.
Well, no.
But it's a remarkable story because the people who perpetrated this genocide are still basically walking the streets in the country. And a filmmaker tried to make this movie for 10 years to try and get the story told. Couldn't work out how to do it because people were so scared that these people would come after them and kill them. And so he actually went to them and said, how about you help me make this film? And they said, that's great, because we love movies. And they started writing the script, and it was like Busby Berkeley. They've got dance numbers and all sorts of just amazing stuff, but also the horror of what they have done comes to the fore. And it's just jaw-dropping. I've never seen anything. And it is nominated.
So nominated for
the best documentary.
Best documentary. Okay. Maybe not best picture, but
sure.
best documentary. So here are a couple of lists that are much shorter. There are so many films to choose from.
Yes.
They try to catch up on all of them. But best actor in a leading role: Christian Bale for American Hustle, Bruce Dern for Nebraska, Leonardo DiCaprio for The Wolf of Wall Street, Matthew McConaughey, Dallas Buyers Club, which I don't know what you guys are thinking for Cube critics, but I have a feeling he's going to win Best Actor.
Yeah, it is a remarkable performance.
Oh, and who is the actor
and
from
that,
12 Years a Slave? I don't know how to say that name.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Thank you very much for that.
And I think that Chiwetel is going to win it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, I mean, again, just an incredibly nuanced performance. He actually, a lot of what he does during the movie is he just sits and looks. And it's, again, just, it kind of freezes your heart sometimes what you're watching. Matthew McConaughey is truly amazing also in Dallas Buyers Club. He lost, what, 50 pounds
yeah.
to do the role?
Mm-hmm, at least,
And it is a really interesting story. I think it's going to be tight between those two guys. I actually, here, I'm going to name drop. I was talking to Stephen Frears the other day.
Why not?
Oh, well, my goodness.
Yes, mm-hmm. And because he's the director of Philomena. And he actually had Chiwetel Ejiofor in a movie a few years ago called Dirty Pretty Things, which is about people living illegally in London. And it's just an amazing performance. It's really worth checking that movie out. But he said, you know, this is the role that Chiwetel Ejiofor has been waiting for his entire life. And just amazing.
Actress in a leading role, Amy Adams for American Hustle, Kate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine, Sandra Bullock for Gravity, Judi Dench in Philomena, and Meryl Streep for August, Osage County.
Yes, all amazing performers. And I have to say my preference would be Kate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine, just this brittle performance of this society woman who has, well, kind of risen from the ashes and then fallen again. Just really, really remarkable. Amy Adams, of course, a local favorite, is, I think, one of the, a lot of people feel that she has it in the bag.
Is she actually from here?
I think she certainly spent time
here. Yeah, I know she spent a lot of time here. I remember seeing her, I think the first movie I saw her in was Drop Dead Gorgeous,
mm-hmm. yes.
which was filmed in Minnesota. Let's do another Minnesota connection to wrap up here.
Yeah.
That would be actor in a supporting role.
Yes, and Barkhad Abdi, of course. Minneapolis lad, who is in Captain Phillips. And I don't think he's going out on a limb to say he made that movie. I mean, he went literally toe-to-toe with Tom Hanks. He plays a pirate trying to take over a tanker ship coming through past the coast of Somalia. And it is just an incredible performance, given his first-ever film role. Here he is not only portraying the fierceness and the anger of these pirates, but also the utter human desperation that these guys find themselves in. And it's just jaw-dropping.
Well, there'll be much more discussion about all the other awards.
I'm
sure you guys will talk about it on Cube Critics, director, and all the others, best supporting actress, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep, the 86th Academy Awards, Sunday, March 2nd. And you know how I feel about awards shows. Oh, I love them.
She loves them.
I love them.
How much do you love them?
Oh, so much.
She wouldn't miss a one.
Like this weekend, the Grammys are this
That's
weekend.
Right.
Oh,
yes.
So I've got Sunday night's activities carved out already. Ellen will be hosting the Oscars this year.
Right.
And we look forward to talking about the results in a couple months.
Good, good.
You and Kara, one of the Cube critics at Minnesota Public Radio, check out their Friday afternoon reviews on All Things Considered on NPR News in the Twin Cities. That's KNOW 91.1. And, of course, at all times at nprnews.org. See you later, Ewan.
Take care.